USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats is leaving his job next month, ending a two-year tenure marked by President Donald Trump's clashes with intelligence officials. Trump announced Coats' departure for August 15th in a tweet that thanked Coats for his service. He said he will nominate Representative John Ratcliffe from Texas to the post. Ratcliffe is a frequent Trump defender who fiercely questioned former Special Counsel Robert Mueller in last week's House Judiciary Committee meeting. A popular community festival was coming to a close in New York when gunfire erupted in a Brooklyn neighborhood, leaving one man dead, another person in critical condition, and 10 others wounded as they're continuing to search for two shooters they believe were involved. The crowd at the celebration was dispersing when gunshots rang out from a playground in the park where it was taking place. 12 people were hit, 7 men and 5 women between the ages of 21 and 55. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Thousands of protesters have taken over Hong Kong International Airport, one of the world's busiest, as the pro-democracy organizers are hoping to take their message to a worldwide audience. This is the latest in a run of protests that began weeks ago. The protesters are asking for the city of Hong Kong to withdraw a bill that would allow extradition to mainland China. They're also demanding that the city's chief executive, Carrie Lam, step down and want an independent investigation into the local police and violence toward the demonstrators. They're also looking for the ability to directly elect a new city leader and the seats on the current legislature. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the protests are driven by foreign interest, and under Chinese rule, Hong Kong citizens now enjoy extensive rights and freedoms in accordance to law, according to China's state-run Zia News Agency. Current estimates that there are now over 2 million people involved in this week's protests. Listen to us online at USA Radio News. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pelosi and Octavia Cortez have a meeting to clear the air. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
A meeting behind closed doors Friday between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Ocasio-Cortez shared her thoughts on the meeting with reporters as she walked to the elevator.
It was a positive meeting. And
Pelosi had this to say.
I have some level of confidence and actually joy in seeing diversity in our caucus.
The two have disagreed over whether to start the impeachment process against the president.
Quentin Tarantino's latest flick, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, exceeded expectations this weekend, becoming the director's highest-grossing opening weekend ever. The film, set in 1969 Hollywood, stars Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Cliff here is meant to help carry the load.
Is that how you describe your job, Cliff?
What, carrying his load? Yeah, it's about right.
It made over $40 million through the weekend, finishing second behind Disney's The Lion King, which brought in another $75.5 million. Sony had projected Once Upon a Time in Hollywood to bring in only about $30 million. Monica and Dean Breckenhoff, a bride and groom in Texas, got an amazing surprise on their wedding day when the recipient of their deceased son's heart showed up so they could hear the heartbeat through a stethoscope.
Colton's not here physically, but he's here.
It's been 7 years, and that's something we've always wanted.
The meeting was set up by the bride's sister. Their son, Colton, passed away at age 11 in a car accident 3 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.